KFIZ News Time 939 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It's a Thursday. It's March 11th of 2021, and it's time for our consumer chats with the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We always like to highlight different things going on in the world of consumer protection, different consumer protection topics, advice on scams and keeping yourself protected as well. And we're joined by Michelle Reinen from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection to help us learn more about consumer protection here in the month of March. Michelle, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Appreciate you taking some time to chat with us here on a Thursday. It's a new month and still plenty going on as we roll through the year 2021 and lots of important things to tell people about. Let's start with some topics or some information about resources and funding available to assist in the payment of rent. Obviously, the last year has been very challenging when it comes to people possibly losing their jobs, and they might not have the money to pay rents or the same amount of rent as they've had before, but it obviously still needs to be paid. What information do you have for us regarding to these resources and funding that's available here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so Wisconsin's received $322 million in funding to help support Wisconsinites who've experienced that income loss as a result of the pandemic. The Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance Program, it's administered by the Department of Administration, will provide direct financial assistance for rent, utility, home energy costs, and other wraparound services for individuals who do qualify. So eligible applicants include Wisconsin residents who demonstrate a risk of experiencing housing instability, have seen their income reduced by the COVID-19 pandemic, and or earn a household income at or below 80% of the county median income. But then once approved, eligible individuals may receive up to 12 months of assistance. So that's rental and utility assistance payments that are made directly to the landlord or utility provider on behalf of the tenant. So the Department of Administration, again, the agency that's administering the program, will partner with Wisconsin Community Action Agencies and Energy Services to accept applications and distribute rental and utility assistance. Also, residents, just, you know, friends, family, whomever you may be in contact with, residents of Brown, Dane, Milwaukee, and Waukesha counties and the cities of Madison and Milwaukee can apply directly to their local government's rental assistance provider, as they have that their allocation for those areas. So details on how and where to apply are online, and they are at the Department of Administration's website. We have a link, you know, on our website over there. But when you go to doa.wi.gov, you'll just want to search or look for the Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance Program, and then you can get all these details. In addition, again, you can call our hotline. Otherwise, Wisconsin's 211 system is a great resource, and they may be able to assist individuals in identifying resources specific to their community should you maybe not be eligible and meet all the criteria for this program.
Very good. Now, we talked about this last month. I think we had the top consumer protection hotline complaints for the month of January, and what we're about to talk about doesn't necessarily mean that these are new scams. They're probably ones that are continuing on and that have popped up and still are being reported. But you have some information this morning about the top complaints to that consumer protection hotline for the month of February. What can you share with us about that?
Yeah, I guess kind of our greatest hits for the month, if you will, I guess is one way to look at it. But making sure everyone's really aware, since they are circulating at the highest volume, so you can just disconnect and hang up on these. But again, utility scams tops the list, that imposter utility scam phone call. The one we're hearing about most is using the name We Energies. But this, again, is the threat of disconnecting your utilities for non-payment or delinquent payment of services, and they are demanding immediate payment be made either by credit card, bank account, or again by gift card. And then still circulating, the government imposter scam of Social Security Administration calling you, threatening deactivation of your account unless you do a verification of your Social Security number. Again, wanting to get that Social Security number, that attempt at identity theft, and in some cases also trying to seize your banking information as advanced movement of that scheme if you engage. And then another government imposter that wasn't in last month is the Medicare. Medicare scams, people are being targeted to enroll in Medicare in an attempt to, again, steal that personal information, including the Social Security number, but they're trying to get that information, that Social Security number and your Medicare number if you already have one, but if you don't have one, that ploy to get you enrolled aspect of the scam. So just disconnect on these, ignore those caller IDs, know that you don't need to be making payment during a phone call immediately just because they're demanding you do so.
The greatest hits, or I guess some of these could be considered golden oldies, you could say too, right?
I do like that. We're going to use that, yes.
There you go. Now, Michelle, just wrapped up, but National Consumer Protection Week wrapped up on March 7th, and I know as part of it, there was a consumer protection summit, and I know some information, speaking of the top lists, I guess you could say, the top 10 consumer complaints for 2020. Also, some information you had on that, too. What can you tell us about that?
Yes. Yeah, so, again, National Consumer Protection Week was last week, so just a few days off from the last day. And we did hold a summit, a two-part one, where we listened to some community engagement, tried to have a summit with our partners so we really understand what's happening in different communities. And this one was hosted in the Milwaukee area. We'll do others throughout the state this year. But then we also had a consumer summit where U.S. Congresswoman Gwen Moore did our introduction there. And then we had a number of agencies participate, Department of Financial Institutions, Department of Transportation, of course, DADCAP, and then the Federal Trade Commission, giving presentations on some of those most common topics and resources. And that was recorded, so it is on our YouTube channel, which you can link to through our website if anyone wants to go there and view that. It was just about an hour long, so sit down over your lunch and take in some information. But yes, we also then last week released our top 10 consumer complaints that were filed in 2020. And no surprise, in the first position with nearly 3,000 complaints were telemarketing issues. And then landlord-tenant, telecommunications coming in at third, identity theft at fourth. So it moved up a little bit, but we did see a number of complaints in relation to consumers indicating that they had not filed for unemployment benefits, but yet they were getting information in the mail. And again, as a result of some of the COVID pandemic, people trying to take advantage there of trying to get benefits in someone else's name. And then we, at fifth, had home improvement, medical services, entertainment and recreation came in at seven with 281 complaints. That and a tie for eighth or ninth was travel tourism. Again, those two categories sometimes pop in, but really most complaints were a result of the pandemic and people having to last-minute cancel concerts or cancel travel plans. And, you know, what are the refunds? What were the cancellation policies? Were they honored? Could people get money back in our assistance to those individuals there? And then auto repair and auto sales, both new and used, rounded out the list in the bottom two areas of the top 10.
Lots of different topics there, but still telemarketing is that old standard. You talk about those golden oldies. I'll make that joke again. That seems to always be at or near the top of the list, doesn't it?
It is, and it's just so important, even though we sound like a broken record continuing on for the morning, to just remember that it is not, you know, people sell things by phone, and you have a choice to receive those calls or not by being on the National and Wisconsin Do Not Call list. But these other phone calls and really invasions are just trying to get your information. Or if they're selling something, they may not be honoring the list, and you can report that. But you do not have to engage with these out-of-the-blue scare tactics, emotional ploys that these scammers try to use to take advantage of you. Just disconnect.
Our consumer chat continues here on a Thursday with Michelle Reinen from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Michelle, do want to touch on this before we let you go here this morning. I know there's an initiative with Department of Ag Trade and Consumer Protection, also some retailers and some different agency groups across Wisconsin to make sure that people aren't buying gift cards. Is that correct? And using them for payment to scammers? Explain this this initiative and how it works.
Yeah, this is a collaboration that the department, along with Walmart, the Wisconsin Grocers Association, the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Petroleum Marketer and Convenience Store Association have entered into. And it's not to keep people from buying gift cards. We certainly want, if that's their choice, to do that. We want people to be aware and reminded to stop the purchase of gift cards to pay those bills from that unsolicited threatening phone call. So it's a signage campaign where these retailers can get signs for those gift card display stations or racks within their facility to really remind consumers before they make the purchase of the gift card. It's a visual point of sale reminder. Why are you buying this? Birthday present, anniversary gift, holiday gift, great. You know, go ahead. But if it's to pay a bill because someone called you by phone and demanded you make this payment, pay your taxes, you know, you're delinquent and the IRS has called and said, get that Apple gift card, well, no, stop in your tracks. Don't do this and call Consumer Protection, report it, or ask questions first so we can really minimize the impact of that scam.
And by having it right there in front of the consumer, you hope that, say, if someone is going into a local retail store or a gas station or whatever intending to buy a gift card for a reason other than what you said, a birthday present, a wedding gift, whatever it may be, to make them, you know, maybe have that aha moment right there in the store and say, wait a minute, what am I doing? And that's kind of the thinking behind it, right?
Absolutely. We talk about it, you know, all the time in the program and everything, and that's great. It goes in and it processes, but when you're under pressure, when that phone call comes and you're intimidated or threatened or concerned, you just react type situation. So this is just, you know, a visual barrier, if you will, or visual reminder to get people to, you know, stop before they proceed with that purchase and just double check. Our phone number will be on these. If you have a retailer in your community you want to participate, the signs are free. Have them give us a call. We'll get them mailed out to them if they're willing to post them. And again, it's just another way to remind consumers so they don't get taken advantage of.
Michelle, if people have questions, they want to file a complaint, or they want to learn more about what we talked about this morning, what's the best way they can do that?
Just go to our website at datcp.wi.gov or call the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128.
Excellent, Michelle. Thanks as always. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Michelle Reinen joining us for the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Again, the phone number, website, one more time, 800-422-7128 or datcp.wi.gov. If you are a business owner and you heard us mention the gift card awareness sign with encouraging people to think twice about buying a gift card when it comes to paying for scammers, you can call that same number or go to datcp.wi.gov. As we know, people are asked to pay for things in gift cards that are not payable in gift cards, and important partnership there from the DATCAP, Department of Ag, Trade, Consumer Protection, also Walmart, major retailer, also Wisconsin Grocers Association, the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association to raise awareness to that issue. So some important stuff as always. Thanks to Michelle for her time, as always, on our Consumer Chat here for the month of March.